Hey girls, are you someone that travels for work or do you know someone who travels for work? Fantastic. I am starting a wellness concierge service, if you will, out of Jen Whitmore Training. This brand new service is for you and all of the people that you know who are healthy and tend to lose track of your food and exercise routines while you're traveling. We're all busy and we have lots of appointments when we travel. And there's a whole lot of downtime and waiting and unfamiliarity about where we are. So the Wellness Concierge Service is going to help you. We are going to take your challenges and make them so convenient. We'll tell you where to eat, according to where you're flying and where you're staying, and we'll plan out your exercises for you based on your own personal profile. Now, it's all up to you. Are you going to let me help you make your challenges conveniences? You can sign up at www.jenwhitmoretraining.com/beta testing. Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything pineapple, and your new partner in adventure. Welcome back to the podcast, girls. We are doing things a little bit different this week. So we are finishing out our month of April with our subject of travel with my good friend, Amber Drake. Amber is actually going to be on our podcast in a few weeks as we talk about gut health. But for today, Amber is going to be interviewing me. And the reason that we decided to do this was because I am launching the new traveling wellness service. And you have heard me talk about this before. We are in the beta testing phase. We are getting this showboat up and running. And I am so excited about it. So we are going to talk about what all it entails, what all we are doing with it, and how it can best benefit you. So I will not hold this back from you any longer. I hope and I pray that this service will help you or someone that you know in your life. So here we go.
Awesome. Well, welcome. Thank you. I was just telling them just a tiny bit about your background. Could you fill us in? Who are you?
Yeah, so I am Jen Whitmore. I have been in the gym field for 12 plus years. I have taught anything and everything that you can think of. And then I decided I wanted to become a personal trainer. So I now train out of my house. And we are now looking to launch this new service that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear more about that just from your point of view. I know we talked about it a lot, but I'm just so excited for you to share that with the Global Blend community. So how did you fall in love with, I know you said you've been in health and wellness, the gym field for the last 12 years, but how did you fall in love with that connection between health and wellness and travel?
So as a kid, we always went to the same place growing up on vacation, and there was nothing wrong with the place. We loved it every single year, but I always just had a heart to see other stuff. You know, I'm like, I've been here and I love it, but I want to go other places and see, you know, anything and everything. I feel like eventually I would love to go to Egypt. But right now, if you have blonde hair and blue eyes, it is not safe to go there. So maybe one day. But I just want to see the world. That's kind of what I've always loved. I want to go and see things that the world has to offer besides what's right here in my own little community. And then the fitness portion, I grew up in sports. And, you know, the older I got, we're kind of in that transition in society where we've seen the uptick on things like allergies, diseases, cancer, all that kind of stuff. And so we now as a society are getting smarter about what we put into our bodies, how much we move our bodies. And it's not just about you know, the grind anymore. You know, you gotta, you know, go to work and go to school and get a job and provide for your family. Like, I want to live well because I only have one life to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you are connecting these two things that I know I have a passion for both as well. So you're not alone there. But how are you connecting that idea of living well, health and wellness, and travel, and specifically business travel for our Global Blend people who are on here, who are watching? How are you connecting those two things?
Yeah, so we actually just started this service. We are actually still in the beta testing phase because we want to make sure that all of our clients are getting their concerns, questions, and wants and needs answered. And so what we are doing, basically, the way that the job market is working right now is a lot of people have that element of travel. That is something that is becoming a new thing, to where if you are looking for a new job, especially like a corporate type job, then they are looking for people who are willing to travel. And we have two different ends of the spectrum when you have a job like that. So one, you're someone who travels every once in a while. It's not something you do all the time. So you have that opportunity to have that routine at home. But when you do travel, you're out of your element. You don't really know where to look for healthy food. You can't find it because you're busy. You don't really know what to do for exercise because, again, you're out of your element. You don't know where to go or what to do. And so you just don't do it. And your health goes out the window while you're on that trip. And then you have the other side of the spectrum where people like my husband, they travel a lot. And so you don't really have the time to get yourself into a routine at home because the next day you're gone again. And so now you're kind of in this volatile situation where you want to be healthy, but again, you're gone so much and you're so out of your element, you don't know where to look for food. You take what you can get. You're so busy, you don't have time to look. You're entertaining clients, etc. So the list just goes on. So with those two ends of the spectrum being different, but still the same when it comes to your health, we are looking to bridge that gap for you. We are looking to provide you with a service that makes that whole part of your life as convenient as possible. So you are going to come to me as a client, and I am going to provide a service for you where I find your food for you. And if you are on a specific diet, we will work with that. And we'll also help you figure out how and when you can exercise on your trip according to what you like personally. If you like to run outside, great. We'll tell you where to go. If you would rather do a whole exercise routine in your hotel room where it's private, we can accommodate that too. If you'd rather go down the street to the gym because you like to spin, we'll get you into a class.
I love that. I love that. And so what I'm hearing you saying is that this new idea of being available to travel for jobs. And I've seen this a lot, especially here in Oklahoma City, where we have a lot of oil and gas, and our guys are gone, you know, 2, 3, 4 days out of the week. And so I hear you, you can't get into a routine that way. Or if you do, you only have a few days. So you're never actually reaching those health goals because you're always taking that like two steps back when you're traveling. And so I love what you're doing. And you brought in kind of that idea of why travel, why it can be so difficult and tricky. Travel itself is not necessarily bad for you if you have something in place to keep you eating healthy, keeping you on your routine. So especially for the Global Blend people, I know that we've got a lot of people traveling for like HR and for speaking. So they're going to be kind of working within the bounds of clientele, how are you working with people on, like you mentioned, client dinners and stuff like that? Sometimes, you know, a client wants to go get pizza or go somewhere where you don't know what kind of food's going to be there. How are you helping people overcome that, like, have to barrier?
Okay. So basically our plan for this situation is not everything can be perfect all of the time. So I have run into this. Sorry, I had my sound on my computer. If you have a have-to situation like that, then we work around it. And so basically that would mean I would love to provide you with a couple of options for you to be able to take your client out to dinner, because a lot of times when you're entertaining clients, you need to go somewhere that's nice. Yeah. But you also don't always have the option. Like you said, you know, you're in New York and they want buffalo wings. Well, buffalo wings are not going to be on your healthy plan. So what we do then is we basically work around that situation in the fact that on Tuesday at 6, I'm eating buffalo wings because that's what my client wants. So for breakfast and lunch, we're going to eat well, and we're going to provide you with the healthy options within the context of what is available to you. So even though you don't have the availability to eat perfect every single day of the trip, we can make those exceptions. And again, that's all about the balance of life. Even when you're at home and you eat well, do you never ever eat cookies or cake or never ever get pizza on Friday nights? No, it's all about a balance. And so that's how we work around that situation.
I love that. I love how personalized this system is. So could you tell me just a couple of takeaway tips or tricks or hacks that you have and that you and your husband have found to help our traveling friends while they are traveling?
Yes. So first I want to say that people who travel for work, they are hard workers. People who travel for work actually work an average of 240 hours per year more than the average American. So they are busy. They are busy, busy people. And they don't always have time to sit down and work things like this out. And that's where we come in. They also are so busy and they're confined to the constraints of travel schedules and client meetings that they would really love to have control back in their life. Again, that's where we step in and we give them that control of here's what your options are so that you don't have to just take what you can get. And so to answer your question, the tips that we have found that work for us is one, starting at home before your trip. Okay. And we're just talking easy stuff that you're not really going to have to think of, because if you care about your health, you're probably already doing them. Mm-hmm. So when you're prepping for a trip, you have that buildup of stress of getting everything packed and making sure that you get to the airport on time and everything. So you're going to need to start drinking enough water. You're also going to need to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. This is just the prep before the trip, because when you travel, a lot of times your immune system is compromised. So we want to make sure that we're as healthy as we can be before we leave. Mm-hmm. And then once we're on the trip, don't stress. There are going to be options for you to be able to eat well and stay on your routine. And you can do them. I just did a podcast about this. You can do them in literally the confines of the space that you're in. If you're sitting in a chair at an airport or you're standing in line, now I'm not saying you're going to want to jump up and down and do jumping jacks standing in line waiting to get on your airplane, but the point is if you have a layover, then you still can have the time to do a couple of things. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to stand there in a three-piece suit and do push-ups and get all sweaty before you get on the airplane, etc., but the point is that you have options. We just have to find the little bits of time in your schedule where we can slide them in. So I hope that that helps, at least as far as a few tips on what you can do before you start and while you're traveling.
Yes, yes, I love that. And then I love just how personalized this system is that you're creating finding, like you said, those super specific, the same plan isn't going to work for everyone. Providing us with a way to really in my calendar, see where I can eat, when I can eat those healthy options, because sometimes they're just damn hard to find. If you're in a pinch,
yes,
running through the airport, Googling like healthy food and all you can find is Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. And so I love how,
exactly,
right? You're like, well, there's that. And so I love how specific this is to each person, how personalized it is. I think it's going to be something that is extremely helpful for the traveling person. And as you said, there's this huge uptick in business travel. Not only, I mean, business travel for corporations, but also for people who are just traveling in general. I know so many people who travel,
yes,
who can travel because of their jobs. They're able to go anywhere that they want, but sticking to that healthy lifestyle is not always easy when you're constantly on the go. And so, mm-hmm, I would love to hear, I know you crafted an offer specifically for the Global Blend. What can you offer our Global Blend partners for this amazing travel service that you have?
Absolutely. So I just want to reiterate, we are servicing mainly business travelers.
Okay.
But if you are traveling for some other reason, we also will accommodate people going on vacation or whatever. And it doesn't have to be flight trips either. If you're driving in the car, you know, you're still looking for healthy food driving in a car. But what I have put together, because again, we are still in our beta testing phase, for this group specifically, I am going to take the first 5 people that sign up for the beta testing, you're going to get this offer for free. So basically, I'm going to sit down with you on a phone call. We're going to fill out the form that's required to get all the information that we need for your trip, and I'm going to let you experience this service. In return, you help me to figure out the best way that I can serve you in the future and the market of business travelers. And then after the first 5, then we're going to start, you can still sign up, just the first 5 are free, but you can find us at www.jenwhitmoretraining.com/beta testing. And if you're curious how to spell it, it's WHITMORE. So jenwhitmoretraining.com/beta testing.
Awesome. I am going to get you guys all of this information, and I'm going to get you connected with Jen in the comments so that you can go and find her super easily. If you enjoyed this just live interview, this conversation, please drop your comments in the comments below. If you have any questions for Jen, just be sure to tag her when you are commenting in the comments below. And Jen, I want to just open this up. Is there anything else you want to add about travel, fitness, health, and this awesome program that you are offering to us?
Yeah, just one more thing. Even if this service isn't for you, that's fine. But I also have a podcast. It's called Adventuring the Girl Life. And we talk about anything and everything that it is to be a woman. We don't specifically talk about a lot of mommy stuff. I feel like a lot of us are mothers, but we are also people outside of our children. And so we talk about fitness and nutrition and travel and self-care. And if you want to come and find us, it is Adventuring the Girl Life, and we are on all of the platforms.
Yes, you guys definitely go check out that podcast. It's amazing. I love Jen. I love what she's standing for and what she's doing. All right, Jen. Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to get all of that information to you guys in the comments, and let's bid her adieu.
Bye, Jen. Thanks so much, Amber.
Of course. Bye. Have a good one.
So there you have it, girls. We are in the throes of this brand new service, and I could not be more excited about it. And if you love hearing from Amber, she is going to be on our podcast in 2 weeks' time talking about everything that has to do with gut health. Now, you girls know I am a big proponent for gut health because everything stems from it. So Amber is going to talk to us and explain how that stuff works and why we should care about it. But next week, I have another special guest coming up for you named Allison Donaghy. Allison and I are going to discuss everything about our limiting beliefs. What we believe about ourselves turns into a domino effect on the rest of our lives. Now, why does that matter? Because it steers our lives and what we think about ourselves. So, please join me next week as we interview Allison and she tells us why these things matter and how we can change them. As always, girls, thank you so much for joining me this week. Every Tuesday, we are here, adventuring the girl life. And until next week, girls, adventure on!